Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mrs. Florence Lau Hoi's interview from an original 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape. Tape 2.
Were there any prominent individual Chinese at that time? Single persons. Back in the before World War II.
Well, I had one family, good friend.
Uh-huh. A family?
Mm-hmm.
What's their name?
Yang.
Yang?
Mm-hmm.
They were a well-known family?
No, not well-known, but just a friend.
Oh, I see.
Just ordinary.
Okay. Were they in business?
Yeah, they used to be. They used to have business.
Where?
In Los Angeles. Clothing.
Clothing store? They sell clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's unusual. Which part of Los Angeles?
Los Angeles downtown.
Downtown? Mm-hmm. They live downtown and they have a store downtown?
No, they don't live in the downtown, they live in the residential.
Uh-huh. Which residential area do they live in?
Near Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm. Do they sell clothing to Caucasians?
Yeah.
To men or women?
Women.
Women.
Women clothing.
Women clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
When did they have that store? Around World War II?
No, they had a long time ago. I don't know how long. They had it before we came here.
That must have been one of the few cases where Chinese owned clothing stores, apparel stores, right? Very few Chinese that you know of.
Chinese clothing store.
What was the name of the clothing store? Do you remember?
I don't know what the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, not much in business.
Really? What were they working on? What did they do, most Chinese that you know?
I don't know what they do. They make their living.
Yeah.
But they have a little restaurant, a few restaurants, and Chinese grocery store.
Yeah.
Work, I guess, some job, I guess.
You don't ask them?
No, I don't ask them.
What would have been...
In those days, not... It's funny, in those days, the American people, they don't hire too much Chinese.
Right.
Yeah, Chinese people.
So that's why I was interested in what kind of jobs they have.
And then, most is just odd job, I guess, I don't know. Not, maybe some have a good job, but I really don't know.
How about that engineer?
That's the after war, World War II engineer. Before,
oh,
right. They don't have no engineer.
Oh,
they don't have no engineer job in those Depression days.
You mean they didn't hire Chinese engineers.
No.
Okay. What would have been considered an average income in the pre-World War II period? Average salary or monthly income?
I really don't know how much. Do you mean the Chinese or
Chinese?
No, I don't know.
How much were you and your husband making monthly back in those days?
Gee,
$50.
In the 20%,
It had to be at least 65 for you to pay the rent in two places. So about 200.
Oh, afterward, we paid not too far, not too long, and then we bought it over, took it over.
Right. You still have to pay the bank. You borrowed the money to buy the store, or did you pay cash for the store?
We paid the cash when we came from Denver.
Oh,
came up from Denver.
But you say you had to pay the rent, right?
Yeah, for a couple of years like that.
Okay. After you finished paying rent, how much did you get every month left?
Very little. We just skimmed.
Just enough to live on?
The vegetable from the store. So it doesn't take us very much money.
So you don't remember how many dollars you used to make?
No.
Was it over 100 or under 100?
What? I don't know. I don't really keep track of the financial.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Financial stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. All I know is we only moved to 20% the island was.
I see. And what sort of things did he do, and what sort of things did you do? Did you have a separation of duties?
No. No, he see where he cut the meat, get the. The stuff from the wholesale.
He cuts the meat?
Yeah, we have the meat department.
Meat department?
This is.
Oh, and he cut it into small pieces wraps it in cellophane.
In those days we don't cut it all out, put it up. We just, they come in and I want a piece of rustic. And then he goes in the big ice bucket, take the whole chunk of brown stick and cut a piece.
Oh.
See? So now there's, not right now, see?
Uh-huh.
Because if we cut it all out, it'll be spoiled. If we can't sell it, it'll be spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And those days, they don't have a good refrigerator.
Where did you put the refrigerator? Or did you all keep them in the freezer?
Yeah. They don't have a freezer. Just after World War II, and then the stuff, they have this
walk-in refrigerator?
You
have the meat hanging in there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, and you have to take out the whole chunk?
Mm-hmm, the whole chunk and put it in the cutter.
Oh, I see. And you collected the money and reshopped the inventory?
No.
Both of you did that?
You get the money and put the cash register.
Did you have to pay taxes?
Oh yeah, I pay taxes.
Income tax?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I pay income taxes.
Oh, I see.
You can go.
Yeah, I thought the income was so low, maybe you didn't.
See how much we make, I guess.
After World War II, did your grocery store begin to make more money?
A little bit, not too much. So, because you can make it, you can sell too hard, because they say, oh, I can get in the big market.
Uh-huh.
But those days, they don't have the big market out there. What time, when do you come home?
I came home in 66.
66, oh. In those times, they don't have a supermarket. Only just a little bigger than Pop and Mom.
Oh, yeah, Mom and Pop.
It was a little bigger then.
Oh.
See, but not right now. It's you go to Safeway. They have a Safeway. The Safeway is kind of small Safeway. Uh-huh. But now it's a big Safeway and Juan or like that. After the World War.
Did you ever think about changing to another business, since this one was not as profitable?
No, we never changed another business.
You never thought about it, or you didn't want to?
Well, we didn't want to, because we stayed there because it was the kids go to school. We don't want to mix up the study.